So we continue today in Simen Pei Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes the following. This is Simen Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph. Katan sheigia lechlal, sheacher kiyote bo yochol leechol kizayis dogon, bichdei sheyuchal godol leechol achilas pras. If a child is old enough, then essentially he's able to go ahead and eat a kizayis of grain, of grain-based item, in the time that it would take an adult to eat achilas pras. So achilas pras, we know, is a snack. So the time that it takes to eat achilas pras, let's assume, I mean, it's machlokes haposkim exactly how long, but it's somewhere in the range of between 3 and 9 minutes. So if a child is already at the age where he's able to eat a kezayis of a grain-based food, and the time that it takes an adult to eat kedei achilas pras, marchikin mitzaaso umimimi raglav. At that point in time, his waist becomes something that is quote-unquote significant or odorous, and therefore, again, one must make sure to distance themselves either from his feces or from his urine. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says over here, dagon, because the idea over here is, if you look in Sifkot and Gimel, kol chameshes minim kriyim dagon v'tzo'asa masrachas. The idea apparently is that once a child begins to eat grain-based items, at that point in time, their waist begins to take on a significant odor. And therefore, at that point in time, it would pose a problem for tefillah, for kriyas shema. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, V'chol zeh mitzad hadin, aval to'uv v'yashar hu laharchik mitzoas katan afilu ben shmona yomim. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is me'ikra din, but in reality, one should distance themselves from the waist of a katan, of a child, even when he's only 8 days old. Kasav Magin Avram b'shem Harashal de Einochol Mikros Kriyashma Negetinokos de Staman Mitapchin ba'Ashba b'Makom Tzua Bigdei Mina Eli Mitunafin. The Magin Avram said in the name of the Harashal that in general it's good to try to avoid reciting Kriyashma next to babies, because again one could assume that in general almost like the Chazok is that the baby is not clean. So because of that, better to go ahead and avoid this altogether. It's okay. As Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Hayakori v'ra'at soa kinegdo. If a person was davening Kriyashma and they saw tsoa, they saw a waist in front of them, opposite them, yelech kideshi zekeno me'achrav arba amos. So now again, in this situation over here, is a person is already saying Kriyashma, and then they realize that ultimately, again, there's waste there. The Mishnah Burgess points out, V'adinim hayam ispalo. The same halacha of one was reciting Shimona Esrei. So the halacha is, if possible, one should go ahead and walk in front of the waist, so that the waist is at least dalet amas in back of them. Remember, the idea over here is, the idea of yours, as you saw earlier, that for waste, assuming that there's no odor, so as long as it's dalet amos behind me, then it's not a problem. It's not a problem. And actually, Mishnah Berurah points out, arba amos mimakom shekol lahareach. It's really, a person has to be at a distance of dalet amos from where the smell ends. V'in yafshar, but if this is not possible, kigon sheyesh lafan of nahar odover acher hama'aki. But let's say again, a person can't travel in front of the tzoah more than dalet amos. There's a wall, there's a river, there's something that prevents me from traversing this area more than dalet amos. Yelech kedei sheyanichena letzdodin arba amos. Then a person should move sideways from the waist, dalet amos. Vein tzarech lachzor ela lemakom shepasak. And again, in this situation, remember, I'm in the middle of reciting kriyashma. Now I discovered the waste there. So then halacha lemaisa, I'm stopping in order to move. But the halacha is I only have to go back to the place where I stopped. And I pick up, after I move myself dalet amos away from the waist, I pick up exactly where I stopped. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, he says, in Sifkot and Yudgim, ulamakum shepasak, sfira lei, chivon delo haya besok dalet amos shelo, lorimin and dahaya lo livdok. So interestingly enough, so according to this first opinion, since again I'm in a place where I didn't have to suspect that there would be waste there, therefore halacha lemaisa, again I pause in order to distance myself, and then once I get the proper distance, I could resume. Ulaharav Rabbeinu Yona im hayu b'makom shayelo lo seisis libo sheisham soa tzarach lachzor l'rosh. But according to the Rabbeinu Yona, if I'm in a place where I should have been choshesh that there would be waste there, then ein achinami, I'd have to go ahead and start kriyashma all over again. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says this is still in Siman Yud Sif cotton yud gimel who svara achrona svirala to chayvan to hayu makom shroy lehistapik pasha to lo havale likros ulispa achis baralo. So the Rabbeinu Yonah feels that since one found waste in this situation, a person should have been choshesh for this from the beginning. And because I was a poshea, because I was negligent and did not properly look for the waste, therefore I have to start davening all over again. The Ayin Beli Rabbi Shekasav de Gam Harash Varakech Svulu Kerav Rabbeinu Yonah. Umikomakom Ledina Nira Dein Lahachmer Bidiyevet. So the Mishnah Berurah says that Bidiyevet one need not be Machmer. Da Derech Achayim Vashulchon Shlomo Vaod Shari Achroniz Maninu Kulam He'etiku Rak Dea Harishon Ledina. Because it seems to me that everybody aligned themselves with the first opinion, namely, that since this was a situation where one did not have to be choshesh that there was any kind of waste there, therefore halacha lamaisa again, they could go ahead and just pick up simply where they left off. But again, obviously in a situation, this is all assuming that there's just a temporary stoppage, a temporary pause. Obviously, if a person delayed for longer, let's say long enough for a person to have been able to recite the entirety of Kriyat Shema, then in that situation, of course, the halacha is a bit different. So halacha lemaisa, again, one is in the midst of reciting Kriyat Shema, they discover that there's tzoa there, one should just simply distance himself, dalet ames, from the place where the smell ends. And again, remember, this is assuming that the tzoa, you can either get the tzoa behind you or to the side of you. Then halacha, and even if you paused for a little while, you just simply resume Shema where you stopped off. Of course, again, as we learned earlier, this is all assuming that the tzoa is to the side of me or behind me. But halacha lemaisa, if it's in front of me, then one has to distance themselves kimo le'edav. One can't be able to see the tzoa at all. We will stop over here. Parents Hashem will pick up with Simon Pei Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.